Hello again, this is Eve, and welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm reading a story, One of Those We Carry, written by my friend Mahesh. It's called I'll Never Forget. It was an orange summer evening. A warm breeze was blowing outside, and I was inside, working. And the little girl I was called to see was barely clinging to life. Her head was swollen, her body bruised, pupils so big that her irises were the barest ring of brown around an empty black. I swallowed hard as I reviewed the CT scan. Her brain was a uniform gray, interrupted only by flecks of bright white in the depths of the brainstem, under it hemorrhages. Only hours earlier, the family of five was traveling out of town on a holiday. An oncoming vehicle swerved onto the wrong side of the road. Four members of the family sustained minor cuts and bruises. And cruelly, the brunt of the impact was borne by her six-year-old body. Nothing we could do. The distraught mother had refused to leave the girl's bedside. She already knew. Always listen to the mother, I was taught in my pediatric rotations. The father and two siblings came in the meeting room with us. It was time to tell the family. Their eyes showed no sign of the fear I was certain they would be feeling at that moment. I breathed a sigh of relief mixed with some shame when the ED physician volunteered to do the talking. Over a decade later, I remember most how they faced the fact of their daughter's imminent death with calm dignity, and their gentle acceptance humbled me then. It humbles me still. My colleagues got up to leave. Somehow I'd held back the tears for over an hour now. And a few glanced as I lurched towards the sink. I wasn't sure if I was going to vomit or cry. Alone, my vision blurred with tears. I'm not sure how much time passed, but eventually I washed and dried my face and left the room. Back to work. There were patients to be seen.